Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humbert.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing.
So there is no Shane today. I am shameless, as it were, but I have a really fun show for you. My mom is back, and she, I think, will be totally weirded out by the stories I have.
Wer ist der größere Fuchtot?
The theme today is seduction. Inept, pathetic, fucked up seduction. Man demanded woman do drugs or buy magazines. I like that it's an equivalent choice, either or. But then it gets actually even more bizarre than that. Boone, North Carolina. Boone police charged a door-to-door salesman after he allegedly gave a woman a bizarre ultimatum on January 19th. After several weeks of complaints from citizens about overly aggressive salesmen, police responded to a residence where a female reported that a man pressured his way into her home. Boone police say the man then allegedly refused to leave unless the woman either, quote, submitted to drug use and sexual activity, unquote, or bought a magazine subscription. The woman said she bought the magazines and immediately called the police. You know, someone came over and they're like, right now, you've got to make a choice. Don't delay. Sex and drugs with a random freaky stranger or a magazine description. I don't even care what the magazine would be. Undertaker's Weekly or fucking Shipment Quarterly. I would be like, yeah, you know what? I 7 years of that. So police talked to several members of the sales group and eventually identified the suspect, Jared Michael Arnold of Arden, North Carolina. I'm trying to figure out whether there was this whole group of salespeople that all worked together and he wasn't maybe making his quota. And he's like, I'm going to get fired. I got to do something. He figured this might be the ticket. And actually, see, it actually sort of was. For a bit. Arnold was charged with one felony count of common law robbery. Okay, that's it. You'd think there'd be other strange charges there. Anyway, he was booked into the Watauga County Detention Center under a $20,000 bond. He'll be in court on March 20th. Police warn residents to be cautious when dealing with door-to-door salespeople and report any suspicious activity. That's interesting because I don't think you need that warning to understand that someone that gives you this kind of an option is wrong in some way. I don't think that you would go, I'm sure they trained him to do that, and that's cool. All right, on to our next fucktard. This is from News9.com, Oklahoma's own. Oklahoma's own perverts. Man accused of exposing himself at maternity clothing store in Oklahoma City. Now, when I originally read that, I think, okay, so I guess he's got a thing for pregnant women, and I've heard of that before, and he just went in and exposed himself there, and it's like, yeah, okay, that's pretty sad and pretty strange. But no, that's not what happened. It's weirder. Oklahoma City. On December 27th, Oklahoma City police arrested a man suspected of wearing a bra and crotchless underwear at a Northwest Oklahoma City clothing store for pregnant women. The clerk at Modern Maternity in Penn Square Mall told police 48-year-old Jeff Watson of Norman had shopped at the store before. Okay. She said, originally again, you know, you look at this and you're like, oh, okay, she thinks he's married and bringing something for his wife. But no, she said she believed he bought clothes at the maternity store because he had a big belly. So either she's really giving or she's like super naive because it doesn't seem like you'd want, as a guy, to be wearing the maternity clothing. The clerk said while Watson was browsing for clothes, he asked her for her phone number and to go out for lunch. The clerk refused. Well, dude, so you have your thing. You like to dress as a pregnant woman. Sure, it's odd, you're a freak, but that's fine. You go on, do your freak thing. But why you think randomly somebody working at one of these stores would also be into your fetish is just beyond me. I don't see how, under these circumstances, you would get a lot of positive responses. I mean, you would have to really play the odds and go to basically every maternity store, possibly everywhere, before you would stumble upon someone that actually worked in the clothing store because they were hoping some fat, middle-aged man would walk in, try on a bunch of women's pregnant gear, and then fuck them. Anyway, the clerk said Watson bought some items, then took his purchases back to a dressing room, then called her over to help him. The clerk said when she went to the dressing room, Watson was wearing only a bra and electric blue crotchless panties. I like electric blue. You don't see people wearing that enough. She said Watson kept asking her to look at him. Huh, I have a flashback.
Look at me!
She refused and told Watson to leave. After Watson left, the clerk called her district manager, who told her to call the police and file a report. I'd love to be a fly on the wall while she's like, something weird happened. Person's kind of nonplussed. Yeah, something weird happens all the fucking time at the maternity story. Yeah, go on. Okay, yeah, that is really, like, you should call the cops. So it ends with Watson was arrested on a complaint of indecent exposure. All right, again. There should be more. I want more. More charges, more info, the whole thing. All right, time to call mommy.
Hello,
Hello.
I'm
How does
here.
it sound?
Sort of the same, not much better.
Not much better,
But
okay.
I can hear you, and it's just really not the same sound. But
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay,
Try
we're done.
to stay close to the telephone then, okay?
Okay, it's not a telephone, it's the computer. I'm just talking through the computer.
Oh, maybe that's why.
That's
Maybe that's
perfect.
why the sound is different. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you. I can
Okay.
hear you.
Perfect.
Okay.
So
So, how's everything doing?
it's good. Yeah, Shane's not here because he's sick. Poor little guy. So it's just
Is he still sick?
he's still sick, yeah.
Oh,
Oh.
tell him I wish him a fast, speedy recovery,
I will.
okay?
I'll definitely let him know that. Yeah. So
I hope you're not going to catch it either.
No, we haven't been making out lately, so it's working.
No? Okay, that sounds very reasonable.
So I sent you these articles. I don't know if you had a chance to read them.
Yes, absolutely, last night, yes.
What did you think of them?
Well, the first one, I think the woman made the right choice, except
Yes.
the mistake she made when she opened the door to a stranger.
Yes,
But
yes.
otherwise, I wouldn't done it any better, because she had to write that check and to get out of that situation, and then she did the right thing to call the police.
Yeah, do you think that's an interesting approach for a salesman?
I think it's a very strange approach. If
Yes.
I would have done my business this way, I'm sure I would have done it much better. But I don't think I could do it this way, really. No, I don't know where you get these strange stories.
The other question I have about the first story is just you operated a business, right? And you did well.
Right.
Do you feel that you would have been
We
more
did okay. Not well, but
But
okay.
okay,
Yes.
okay. Do you feel that you would have been more profitable if you had this kind of technique?
I am not so sure, because I myself, when I'm a customer in a store, if someone is pushing me to buy something, I run away.
Problem there is that you had a store, right? But what if you
Right.
meant, you sold glasses, right? Opticals. What
Right.
if you had
Right.
taken those opticals door to door with dad,
Right.
walked around with
Right.
dad and then
Right.
sent dad in and said, gave them that ultimatum that, he was, either they have sex with him or buy these pair of glasses. Do you think
Knowing
that
your father, he would not even open his mouth. Not to ask, not to mention to ask for sex. He wouldn't done that,
Well, then maybe
really.
you would have, but maybe you would have directed it. Maybe you would have said, "This is my husband. He's going to come
Right.
into your house. You are either going to have sex with him, or you can buy these glasses. It's your choice."
You think I could have done it? Never in my life. I could never have done this in my life,
No,
really.
no, so no.
No. N
Yeah,
no,
so.
I could never have done it.
Okay.
I could probably knock on the door, explain everything to that person who would open the door, and either she shuts it on, into my face, or lets me in. But there's no way sex would have done a we would have made any conversation about sex, really.
What about the, There's every chance that she could have said, hey, you know what, I'll have sex with you. That sounds good because I don't like magazines.
Yeah, but these days you don't just go and sleep with anybody.
No?
You have to find out if that person has any kind of sicknesses, right?
Right, okay.
You just don't jump into a bed. And even in my days, you don't go with a guy on the first date. I mean, I am very conservative altogether, but this wasn't really a tradition those days. And even now, I wouldn't.
You don't
I would
see
not
it.
Do it if I would be young.
Okay. Yes,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, no.
Okay?
We obviously have different opinions. I mean, I think if some stranger comes to my door and offers me sex, I mean, you know, that's a deal, right? That's just, you know, I don't have to go looking for it. So that feels like it saves me time.
I honestly could not have such an urge that I would go with a stranger. And it has to be some connections. You have to find that person very attractive. You have to somehow, maybe not so much fall in love the first sight, but liking that person. But how can you like a person who just knocks on your door? I don't think I could do that.
No?
Really.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good dating tips, I think, you know, for the people that listen that, you know, are wondering. So I think that's good. And what about this other guy, the other guy in the maternity store? What do you think of him?
That was a very strange story. I mean, I really don't know how you can find things like that. First of all, I think he was a very kinky guy.
You think?
Why would anybody buy a maternity suit and then wear it? I mean, he might go in, or a man might go into a shop and buy whatever he wants for the wife. But this guy didn't buy those stuff for the wife. He bought it for himself. So I thought it was very kinky, really.
Very kinky,
I mean,
huh?
It's like when someone dressing up in a woman clothes and they are not women.
Oh, yeah,
That was exactly the idea, right?
Right.
I mean, even if he had a big tummy and he looked like he was 9 months pregnant, I think there are different sizes clothing for men
yes.
as well. So he could have gone to a store, a different store, right?
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a stretch. Like when I was reading that, I thought, why would she think that? Why would her first guess be, well, I think he's overweight and maternity clothes fit. I mean, you know, there's lots of like extra, 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 extra large clothes.
But I think she was very, very naive thinking that that he bought it because he was big and fat.
Yeah.
I found it very strange, and the one I heard this morning, I think I'm living in a very strange world.
You do, don't
altogether.
You? Hungary wasn't like that?
No, and you know what? When I was young, I think I was just too ambitious to work and get somewhere instead of sitting on the sidewalk and waiting for someone to drop a penny here and a penny there.
Right.
So I never had a chance to go for crazy things like that.
Right, right. Yeah, if you had more time on your hands, you could have been kinkier, maybe.
I don't think so.
No, you don't.
I think you have to have a special mind to do these things, really.
Right.
And some people just don't think about these things. There are other more important things to do than dressing up in a woman's clothes or whatever this guy was doing.
More
really.
Important things to do with your time. You know, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Just go to the library, learn the computer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Take up another hobby. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Exactly. Or go to the gym and do some exercises. Something to burn off your energy.
Sure. I'm sure you could replace something like a habit for dressing like women with exercise or computer skills.
Yeah, burn off all that energy. Do something with it or volunteer because there are so many people in need. If you want to do something or keep busy, then you can volunteer your time, right?
Right, of course. A lot of action.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a kinky thing, right?
You've got a lot of original opinions, a lot of problem-solving things that maybe other people didn't think about, you know? So I think politics might have been...
These are very simple things to think about.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a scientist to think about, think like that, right?
Don't.
Yeah, just simple logic. That's what I'm thinking.
That's right, simple logic. So if you look at these two people, these two articles, or these two guys, who would you think is our fucktard of the week?
I think equally.
Equally? Really?
Whatever fucktard, as you say.
Yes.
But, you know what? I don't know which one is worse than the others. I think they both are really, really screwed up. That's what I think.
That's totally valid.
In a different way. Because this guy will never sell a magazine that way, in my opinion, if it doesn't change his habit.
I think that, you know, he was looking for a new way to do business. And you know, at least, I think he's innovative. He's a trendsetter.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
absolutely. Except... Yeah. Not too many people will fall for this kind of a sale.
Well, no, but I mean, she did, right? Like
she did because I think she was sort of in a very difficult situation. She had to make a choice. But I am sure she wouldn't want her to buy that magazine in the first place, right?
That's the mark of a good salesman, is that he was able to convince her to purchase something she didn't even have a need for or interest for.
Yes, but I don't think this was still the right way to try to sell something. I just don't have to. I can't agree with that, really.
They're equally fucktarded, so
yes.
They both are going to be our fucktards of the week. It's a nice tie.
Okay.
Thank you, Ma. And also, you were going to tell me yesterday on the phone, you started to tell me about the bus and how there were like 6 weirdos the last time you were on the bus.
Oh, my God. This 99 bus is just incredible. There are, I would say that approximately 50 people is on the bus. And out of these 50 people, at least 10 of them are nuts.
Uh-huh.
Either because they really, they drinking something, or I don't know what they smoking something, whatever. But the others are really, really retarded people.
Yeah.
And so there must be a school in that area picking up these kids or something, because I don't know where they're all coming from. And they all coming in the same time, really. If you make a statistic, it's just not right, really. Also, 50 people, 10 are already crazy on the bus. What happens to the other 40? They all gonna go crazy by the time these people get off the bus.
Definitely. I think that is probably the Vancouver Transit's plan. I think their intention is, if you're not crazy, you're not gonna take the bus. It's just too much of a hassle. So if they try to get enough crazy people to convert the rest of the bus, then everyone's crazy, and then they'll keep, you know, they'll be good customers. They'll keep using public transit.
And you know what? Maybe they became crazy because they have to wait for the bus so long.
Yes.
That they go crazy by the time the bus comes.
I'm there myself, yeah. I mean, I was normal way back.
Maybe that's what happens. But really, I have never seen so many nuts in my life than what I'm seeing since I am taking the public transportation here.
Well, Mummy, thank you so very much. I really appreciate having you.
You know what? It's a great thing I am retired by now because I have more time to give interviews.
Yes, exactly. Good. That worked out well.
Rant.
I have for you now a little erotic hypnosis. This track allows you to be successful and horny. I'm not sure why you need to be both at the same time, but there it is.
Traveling through time and space.
Listen to the soothing sound of my voice. Enjoy the subtle mind-altering states of a totally relaxing experience, and allow yourself to drift into a calm and relaxing state of bliss and pleasure. My voice, my words will wash away all the negativity of the day. I will lead you into the wonderland of your mind. All you have to do is just listen to the soothing sound of my voice. Listen and obey. Surrender. The sound of my voice is easy listening. You like my voice, and I like to hypnotize you. Focus deeper now, and listen closely to my words, to my voice. Listening to my voice definitely tops your favorite things on your daily to-do list. It is because I am interesting that keeps you interested.
It is almost like this track was designed for her to compliment herself.
I tell you things you want to know, and that you gladly consider every time. I give you my undivided attention, and tell you to listen with an open mind. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to get aroused? Are you ready to step into a world of total bliss and pleasure? Yes, I bet you are.
So there's the whole mumbo-jumbo for a while about, you know, relax into my voice. It's going to feel so good. I'm so interesting. And then we get to the crux of it.
And the more successful you become, the more aroused you will be. Yes, you will become horny and aroused all day.
That doesn't sound like a good plan.
Rant.
I just wanted to read some of the comments on our Facebook. Patrick Satan, I pronounce it Satan. Patrick, you can see how I might think it's appropriate, given our connection there, that you may in fact be Satan, but I don't think that you are. So it's Satian? Tell me how to pronounce it and I'll be good. So Patrick wrote on our Facebook, I use the line, I'm here to make sex today. As it turns out, some Eastern European prostitutes do have standards. I can see how that would happen. I thought it was a foolproof technique. We were talking about it, I believe, on episode 34. This was our, I think, one of our taglines for our potential Eastern European porn. And sounded hot, but I guess it doesn't always work. Well, all right, keep trying, Patrick. Then I also posted this first story that I read, the choice between the magazines and sex. And I wrote, that's a pretty easy choice there, fella. And Donald Bewley wrote, whoa. Have you seen the state of highlights these past few years? Now, I actually looked that up, and I thought, I had super bimbo-y moment. I actually thought that he meant highlights, like, you know, some magazine that had highlights in it. Even though he capitalized it, I actually just assume people randomly capitalized as if everything is German, because I tend to write that way, even though I don't speak German and took very few courses in German So I didn't really think about it actually being a name of a magazine, and in fact it is. It's like kind of like I guess Chickadee or whatever. It's a children's magazine. So he's right. You know, given the choice of a terrible declining children's magazine, as you know, I'm assuming he implies it is. I don't know. I have no experience with highlights. So highlights, you could still sponsor the show if you're planning on it. So one of the other things I posted on Facebook was, it's a screenshot. I was doing a search. I wanted someone I could match up with for the first article of the magazine, Sex Guy. I did a search on Google, and it turned up, you know, a bunch of really weird things that really brought up a lot more questions than answers. And at the end of the page, I got a little message from Google, which was, want to ask your friends about weird news, sex offender? Ask on Google. No, I really don't think it would be a good idea to do that. I think that if I still have friends after doing the podcast, after the posts I put up on Facebook, if I still have any friends remaining, they would probably prefer if I wouldn't involve them in this. Corey Rollins wrote, quote, I'll ask them about it on Facebook instead, which is true. I mean, I would see Facebook as a really much preferred place to ask about weird news and sex offenders rather than Google Plus, which is basically, I'm coding a site with weird news and sex offenders. Can you give me some tips? And Israel Vasquez wrote, cracks knuckles. Where do I begin? Hey, Matt, if you have something to say about weird news, sex offenders, as you can imagine, I'm interested.
Rant.
So this was episode 37. Thanks so very much for listening. You can find us at rantmehard.com. Go there for show notes, more information. You can also vote on the fucktards.
You can also subscribe on iTunes or using any other podcatcher service. Please go to iTunes and rate us or review us. It makes a huge difference. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and some are really good, and a lot are shite. And I would love it if you could sort of separate us from the shite. Write a review, like, this is not crap, or I prefer this to getting sodomized. You know, things like that help. You can also obviously find us on Facebook, facebook.com/SNMRants, and the and is spelled out. You can also find us on Twitter, that's @RantMeHard, and you can email us, it's info@RantMeHard.com, but if you want to send it specifically to myself or Shane, you would send it to Monica@RantMeHard.com or Shane@RantMeHard.com. And we're also on Skype. You can leave a message, RantMeHard. My site is YourDoseOfLunacy.com. I post all sorts of weird things I find on the internet, etc. And my Twitter is @MonicaHomburg, and that's MonicaHamburg. Shane's website is shanesworld.ca, and he's also on Twitter @ShaneB, and that's B-E-E, spelled out like the bumblebee. And we are on Stitcher. So if you want to stream shows instead of download them, Stitcher is your place to go. And Shane read it so beautifully last time. I'll just play that.
Now on Stitcher, you can now hear our shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available to you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, Kindle Fire, WebOS phones, and your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com and check out your app store, Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Fucking hot.